Amazing film, quite an extraordinary film, especially from the point of view of an Australian, because we've of course had similar, well, not quite as extreme events, but definitely police killing First Nations people. It's a very big issue in Australia. But Muru is actually about a particular event, isn't it? A response to a particular event. Can you explain to my listeners about this?
In 2007, 15th of October, the New Zealand government decided to treat our Papatame here as a terrorist. So they, and even more than that, people in his community. So they had a whole raft of questions to ask Tame and his community, rather than choosing to knock on the door, have a cup of tea, and have those questions answered. They chose to push the red button, and in pushing the red button, they were repeating something that the New Zealand government had done in 1916. And with all Indigenous communities, there is a living memory where events from a previous century seem like yesterday. There's no loss of time. And so Muru is really a look at one, why didn't anyone have a cup of tea? And two, why we need to have more cups of tea.
That's right, I suppose so. It's a response. You say that this film is a response. It's interesting because the funding for the film is the first film to be funded by a particular stream of funding with Film New Zealand. That's interesting in itself, isn't it?
We have a very supportive government today with a lot more clarity. And this is the first He Pounamu funded film, which is specific to Maori culture and language, which is both of our languages. And our language and culture is coming back from survival mode into thrive mode because of Papatame and his efforts.
Tommy, how involved were you in the making of this film?
A big part of it, really, and in different parts of it, and it's a big thing for really to tell that story. But I trusted Arepa, and I trusted the people that Arepa and they're my whānau, and that I'm close to them. I'm close to his father, to his father-in-law. We know each other, so it's a collaboration of thought or working with the director. And
Our first cup of tea in regards to Muru was in 2018 in the caravan on his garden in the office.
And it's just prior to the round during the lockdown.
It's a response to the events that happened, but it's a dramatization as well. So it takes it to its most extreme potential outcomes, doesn't it?
Well, actually, the most extreme outcomes happened in 1916. This is the unfortunate aspect of it. And depending on your knowledge and understanding of the story, for a lot of Papatame's relations, they look at this film and they go, "This is an accurate depiction of 1916. Well done, boy."
Yeah,
Where there was
so it's a fusion,
it, very
a
much
fusion of
so.
history.
Yes, yes. Whereas people today go, "Oh, that didn't happen in 2007." But everyone's on their own journey. I think we've woven something together that will stand the test of time. And so when other people eventuate or graduate into their journey, they'll see and understand more things with a lot more clarity. In terms of the weaving and the fusion of it, well, this is why it's a response. It's a response to two New Zealand government raids against Tūhoe, and another one as well. And but more importantly, it's a prevention from this course of action ever taking place again by our New Zealand government to Tūhoe.
It was an extremely powerful talk about the cultural difference, the whole idea of I mean, I was watching it. I actually had to stop it, and I became quite emotional. I said, "How could it get so bad? How could this happen? It was so terrible."
Oh, you cheat. You
Oh
get one little
well,
intermission.
well. You see, here in Australia, in Yuendumu, a police officer stormed into a house and killed a young man, and he was charged with murder, which was the first time a police officer ever being charged with murder, but he got off,
Yeah. No,
even though.
that's so yeah, I didn't yeah, sorry to say it that way, but
Yeah.
you're absolutely right. And that's something that's happening back home too, is that because people know the story and they know the story of Stephen Wallace, they do need a respite during the film. Because I know it does go white knuckle quite in quite a dramatic fashion. And it
I mean,
starts
it doesn't,
off.
it's not a spoiler.
No.
No,
And it
no.
starts off as this, you know, heart to heart communal family drama, but then as what happened in 2007 and 1916, the ground underneath everyone just starts to fade, crumble away, and bring the story and the characters to life where we can experience the crumbling of ground underneath their feet is was actually a lot of fun, but it was about reaching clarity and
You've got a
understanding.
funny sense of humor.
Well,
Fantastic portrayals.
it's the way you deal with trauma, you know. Yeah.
Fantastic portrayals and a beautiful film. You're a very clever filmmaker, I reckon.
I had a lot of support and a lot of great mentoring and some very remarkable teachers.
Well, it
Tommy.
was a very watchable film, I'll have to say. How did you get to all the actors together, and how long did it take to do the shoot?
If I was to tell you the day count of production, you'd fall off your seat. So I'll withhold that. But how did we come together? The cast were all committed to Papatame. You know, Cliff, Tommy, and I, we had our first cup of tea in 2018. And then one by one, as people started to hear that this is what we were going to tell and this is who we were telling it with, more and more people wanted to become a part of it. And Manu Bennett was in Iceland at the time, committed to another project. Manu Bennett played Kimi Ora, but he's had a 20-year plus relationship with Tame. He jumped on a plane during COVID. I didn't believe that he could get a quarantine ticket, so I was looking to cast in another direction. He got a quarantine ticket, and then he 2 weeks in quarantine, he got out on the first day of principal photography. He made it into the school bus and our unattainable schedule.
Ah, so how long was it?
29 days.
Hey, yeah. The children are very good in this. I mean, what you do in this film is really fascinating because you actually talk about all the community, all the different people in the community, including the children.
You know, Papatame spends so much time with his grandchildren and children inside the valley, and everyone's voice inside the valley contributes to the voice of the valley. And so we'd made this decision to just be as authentic and representative of the valley as we could. And that means that everyone is represented and 4 generations are brought to life on screen. And this hasn't happened in New Zealand cinema for a long time, and especially to the level of craft and everyday language that Papatame and his people have keep alive. So, you know, this is the voice and the language of the valley. We were lucky to be there.
The beautiful country. I was mesmerized by the flatlands. I was wondering if it was natural, the floodplains, the way it works. It's beautiful.
His back door.
That's the homeland, you know. That's 90% of the landscape is hills, children of the mist, and it's a large, huge block of land. You know, it's twice the size of Auckland City area, and 25 times more bigger than New York City. Mm. So it's a huge place. It's our playground. Mm. It's the home of the Children of the Mist. And really important. I think the movie is really important for us there to a great platform for us to tell, to share our story. Mm-hmm. Of 100 years, mm-hmm. not just what happened in 2007, mm-hmm. has been told by Arepa. And I was really, 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 really happy. And I think the village is really happy with it too, the outcome of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in particularly now, and, you know, there's the conversation on the street right via the Aotearoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the street. People are talking, you know. When I walk around the street there, people are, tell me, we love the film. People cry, people yell out, they'll scream out on their cars as they go past. And all the time, you know, I see it every day when I'm moving around Aotearoa. I have been for the last couple of months.
Mm. Kia ora.
There was a really interesting element in this film, which is that you have people who are Maori who are police people, right? And the role that those police people play in this movie is very interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Talk to me about that. That was important.
It is, you know, it is important, and it's a reality. It's a reality where a lot of our armed forces are manned, and those spots, the frontline spots, are filled by Māori. And they're, you know, in the film, we're not holding back. We're showing that everyone has a belief system and a code. But hopefully our police force and the people within, you know, we need them. This isn't an anti-police film. This is trying to signal the importance of clarity, because when the order from up on high is corrupt or is false or has an error, then please, please have the courage to ask the question. And that's what we're trying to get in terms of these characters. And, you know, it's a full chessboard, a full canvas of characters. And we need them, but we just need more clarity as well.
That's right. Different people make their decision. They're pulled, but they understand once things aren't going in the right direction, they make their decision.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need courage everywhere, and we need clarity everywhere. Mm. And we need more cups of tea.
Yeah. It's about culture, isn't it? Because I was reading about this, your area, it's got in the 2007 attack, they set up the roadblock on the line.
Yeah. The confiscation line.
The confiscation line that they created in the 1860s.
That's right.
And where a lot of the village on the northern part of the Uruwera was taken out as the Crown claimed that we committed a crime, which was also its policies. The policy can create it during that period of time and give them an excuse to invade part of that. So we got pushed out. And the actual at the raid on 2007,
they set up on that same exact line.
Their police are lying and police are blockade with their arms, with the ninja turning up in the village. I wasn't in the village when the village got invaded. I was just down the road. It's about 15 miles north of the village in Whakatāne. I was taken out, and then it didn't just happen right. It actually happened right throughout the country.
It was a major New Zealand.
It was a major operation,
and it was just questions that they invented answers to.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Terrorism law, new terrorism law. And it did strike me as really peculiar, although it's a bit side, is that in, what was it, 2008, an actual terrorist action on the mosque in Christchurch was not even, I mean, there's obviously white terrorists hanging about.
Yeah, well, everyone was looking the wrong direction, unfortunately. And, clarity, we're just trying to create that space where you have a question, you deserve to have an answer, and the door in Tūhoe is never locked and the kettle's always on and the people are always ready to sit down with you.
Do you think that this film is going to help further the conversation, the cultural conversation in New Zealand?
It already is.
Yeah, it already is.
It already is.
Yeah, it already is. I mean,
The deputy head commissioner of the police force watched it 2 weeks ago with his wife, and the first thing he did after the screening was ring Papatami up. And they've set up a convention in November.
Yeah.
Because he felt, when he saw the film, he loved the film, and he could see himself as being Sergeant Taffy.
Tell me about, let's go back to the children in the bus, which is a fixed foot, really, right? Because they're there living this whole thing, but, and they're completely nobody tells them anything. This is a fantastic device. I mean, it probably really happened, but it is a fantastic device within the film.
Really happened.
Yeah, it did happen. I mean, many parts of the film itself is real for me. Yeah, I had that experience, and also for the children and the mother, and in particular that happened. And some of those were detained all day without being given a cup of tea or anything there, and they're just locked up in their own home, detained in their own home in the garage. And that was happening. At the meantime, I was already being locked up in up there for weeks. But all of that is real. And
a big part of what Papatami has done since then has been taking the kids on the bus through art therapy.
It's been good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
Yeah. Bye.
Goodbye.